Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Okay, so that's with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, grilled onions, ketchup, and hold the pickles.
You know what you like. You wouldn't order your burger just any way. Why should your sports talk be any different? With Chapters on the free Odyssey app, you can choose the topics that matter to you most. Whether it's reactions, matchup previews, injury updates, or team news, quickly find what you really care about. Your football talk, your way. Download the free Odyssey app and start listening today.
I'm not really focused on that. I don't think a lot of the guys are focused on the outside noise. We know what we need to do and what we need to accomplish to win this game. So, you know, I think we understand what our jobs are going to be and what type of game it's going to be. So, you know, we're looking forward to that challenge.
Bills linebacker Terrell Bernard, as the Bills get ready to take on the Baltimore Ravens tomorrow night in the AFC divisional round. I'm ready. Can it just be tomorrow? Let's just get going here. Man, we got to wait. Got to wait like this?
I wish we didn't have to wait till 6:30.
Why do we got to wait like this? That's tough. That's mean. I feel like it's mean. It's not right. It's not right. But here we are, hour three of Sports Talk Saturday, and we've opened things up as a really wide questionnaire for all of you today before like we get into actual Bills game day tomorrow. We actually will talk about everything in detail of matchups, personnel usage, legacy even of what this season is and what this team and its legacy could be if there's a loss, for example. And all those questions are available today as well, because I want to get a gauge of how you're doing out there, because I'm interested. I want to know how things are, how you're feeling heading into this game. What are you worried about? Are you worried about nothing at all? It really is just this wide-ranging set of conversations today. Nothing really to worry about with being particular here. So if there's anything you want to bring for this last hour, by all means, let's get into it. We'll get connect with our fans all throughout the rest of this hour. It's brought to you by Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop online at northtownkia.com. But I don't want to forget the people on the tweet sheet at Derek Kramer 49, at WGR 550, as anyone that tweets things in, we'll keep reading those as well. Perseverance, love that, tweeting in, if these two teams played 10 times, the record would probably be 5-5 or 6-4. This could be game of the year. We need someone to make a play when it matters and put this one in the win column. The food blog guy. Do they fire McDermott and hire Joe Brady if it's a bad loss? I don't know. Contextually, I don't. If it's a bad loss when it comes to like a wide point margin, I'm more chalking it up to the Ravens have more talent than you do, and that's just how it is. That's okay. If there's a major coaching gaffe, that's where questions will be asked. But I doubt that they'll just promote Brady after one full season as the offensive coordinator. That's typically dangerous territory. Steve tweeting in, the lyrics to Mr. Brightside, they get me absolutely pumped. It's just the price I pay. Destiny is calling me. It gives goosebumps. And I don't disagree with that. I do think, though, that it's just a vibe song. It is. It's one that brings everyone together. I do love seeing people just go crazy and just have fun together, because that's what it's all about at the end of the day. 803-0550 is the number. Everyone here, let's get into it. I promised you all hour number three, just like the rest of this show, has been for you. So let's keep it going. We'll go out to John in Detroit. John, welcome to Sports Talk Saturday. Thanks for holding on through the break. How you doing?
Doing great. We're just driving in now from Detroit. We're on the 90. The weather's clear. We're all excited.
There you go.
Can't wait to get to the stadium. And my thoughts are, I hope that the Bills can put pressure on Lamar Jackson and try to rattle him early and get him to cough it up a little bit. I think we can capitalize on that if he makes a few mistakes. And just wanted to throw that out there and go Bills.
Go Bills. Thank you, John. Drive safe. Make sure you get there and enjoy the game, of course, most of all. The defensive line needs to step up. This is an opportunity for them to try to fix what has been a long-time problem for them. You have to be able to generate pressure. But with Lamar Jackson, you also have to be able to do it responsibly. The Bills, they did get to Bo Nix, who's a little shifty. But there is a big difference between Bo Nix scrambling under pressure versus Lamar Jackson on the move. One of the best runners in the entire league when he has to get going. So you have to do it responsibly. Matt Milano plays a big role here. Dorian Williams plays a big role here. These are guys that are probably going to have spy responsibilities on Lamar Jackson if things go awry. Personnel will be an issue and an interesting question. But if Milano shows a shadow of what he usually is capable of, there might be a little hope. But I would expect Jackson to get some of his damage and cause some chaos on the ground. Let's just not ignore that. He will get his. But if you can, like the caller said, if you can get some pass rushing through the interior, cause things to happen, and have pass rushing responsibly on the edges, there might be an opportunity here. And the defensive line needs to step up, because oftentimes when the Bills do end up on the short end of the stick in these playoff losses, the defensive line, through different variations of it, has oftentimes failed to produce. And that's the part that hurts. So this is a big step-up game for the defensive line, for the trenches, on both sides of the football. But continue to step up from what we've seen from the defensive line in the second half of the season. And keep things going here. Go to Dan and Kenmore. Dan, how you doing today? Welcome to Sports Talk Saturday.
Oh, very good. I had a strange idea. What if you got the group Killers in to perform the song live?
I think
that would pump everybody up more than what it is now.
I think logistically, that's a hard ask. Honestly, I appreciate it, Dan. But that's a hard ask. You have to have them be able to fit in the stadium, play the song. But also, the vibe hits hardest in the fourth quarter. I don't think you're asking a band to show up here to play a song to start the fourth quarter. That's a toughie. I do think that would be interesting for like an off-season event or, you know, something like that. I don't think that it's one where, I don't know. You can't get them to get here in person because they're a big ticket item. And there's plenty of people around the world who do not care about the Buffalo Bills that would much rather pay to see them in a venue. And I don't think they're passing that up for playing one song in the fourth quarter of a football game. Where, by the way, you're not going to have the most room that you can to get this done. Interesting idea, fun idea. Probably one for an off-season event, or like if, and this is a big if, you were to make a certain game that the national audience would see. We'll keep things going here. Julian, how you doing? Welcome to Sports Talk Saturday. What you got for me?
What is going on, fellas? I am pumped. I'm excited all week, man. I've been playing the Bill Shell song and Seven Nation Army back-to-back.
There you go.
Now I get to add Mr. Brightside to the playlist. Man, I'm feeling wonderful. Last time we played these guys in the division round, we won. We shut down Allentown. Bill's Mafia slashing tables in the middle of the road. It was amazing. I hope we can do that against, Sunday night? But
yep.
One game at a time, one day at a time. when it comes down to Lamar, I know we keep talking about how can we stop Lamar, how can we stop Derrick Henry. They need to stop Josh Allen. At the end of the day, they need to learn how to stop Josh Allen. Nobody can do it. We play Buffalo Bills football. There's no reason. They're coming over here to Buffalo. They got to play against Josh. They got to play against the elements, the freezing cold. Bills Mafia screaming, shouting. So it's going to be great. I'm not just going to say we're going to blow them out. It's going to be a tough game, but I'm ready and excited. I'm pumped. And other than that, you guys, for the whole regular season, what was your offensive player of the year for the Bills, defensive rookie of the year, and comeback player of the year for the Bills? Thank you. Go Bills, and let's go.
Julian, I like the enthusiasm first and foremost. I'm loving the vibe there. I will say yes to the first thing. The Ravens still have to stop Josh Allen, and then the problem was, how do you get a blowout? Because they did exactly that, and that's how you get a blowout like that. That's how you lose 35-10. And, of course, we all know of the accursed trick play as the Bills' offense was finally starting to hum. They were finally starting to put it together. And then the ill-timed trick play where Josh just gets blasted. It's a fumble. It goes the other way. And any semblance of a close game is out the window. The Bills cannot start slow tomorrow because you want to have the best chance at winning. That's the biggest thing. Cannot start slow. Cannot have what started your game against the Ravens happen again. If you want to have a real chance at this thing, and trust me, there are people in Baltimore saying the same thing. You got to make sure you slow down the offense in Buffalo because, well, we've seen what happens if you do. You can blow them out. You can win. Because there's a track record now. There is evidence of it. If you get yourselves a chance, and this comes back to what Joe and I were talking about, creating your own luck, creating that opportunity for the good fortune. The offense still has a job to do itself, and they should do it because the offense has been humming, and they need to. This is a game where you need them to step up. I hate to say this for everyone's physical health, mental well-being, and psychological needs, but this is the Detroit game again. You need the offense to step the heck up. And you need the defense to make a timely play as you can. Expect that Lamar Jackson and Derrick Henry will get theirs. And it's going to be annoying, it's going to hurt, and it's going to stress you out. But as long as the offense gets theirs, they're in the game. And that's what you got to ask for. You got to ask for the plays to be there. You got to ask for the Bills to create their own luck. You got to be able to see it. Can the Bills deliver? That's where it's got to go. And it's got to be from starting strong. Cannot have a slow start in this game. Because otherwise, there's something about the legacy of this team, this iteration of the Bills, that changes for the worse. And we would have to endure an entire offseason of that, and I don't feel like doing that, neither should you. We'll keep things going. John in New Jersey, how you doing? Welcome to Sports Talk Saturday.
Hey, guys, how you doing? Start out, go Bills. Question for you guys. Mm-hmm. I mean, we got Fitzmagic there at the stadium tomorrow. It should really amp it up to the next power. What is your superstitions for everybody? What special outfits are you going with tomorrow?
Ooh, John, if you do not mind, I'm going to borrow this for tomorrow morning, if you don't mind, because it's a fun question, and I do want to put that out there for like the internet to have an answer at that. So awesome. I appreciate that.
But how are you guys working out today? For me,
it's business as usual, John. I do my job. I come in here, and everything just stays the same. It is come here an hour early, get my show prep in, and that's it. Like, I don't really have anything like a superstition or anything like that. And I think that has to do with the fact that, like, you know, I'm working. Like, I'm working that day. I'm working today. Like, it's business. You know, I may be the goofy jackass of the group at the station, but I am still, at the end of the day, standing on business. And there are days like this where, like, I want to get the opinions, the feelings, the emotions of the fans around. So I don't have one of those. I don't think that I do. And if I do, it's unknowing or I don't pay attention to it. That said, I will be happy to ask this question, or even more so, John, I'm on at 10 a.m. tomorrow. You can call back in. We can have that question be asked and try to spark something. Because Joe might have an answer. He's not here at this point for the third hour. Joe might have an answer to this question. The other hosts throughout the day might have an answer to that question. I just don't. I don't have a superstition, mostly because I'm just getting ready for work that day. I've been to one Bills game in the last 7 years. and it was the game on all of the drugs against Minnesota a couple years back. So Derek is not allowed to go to Bills games. That's the rule. But this team and what they mean to this area, a superstitions question. It's a fun ask. It's one that helps tie the community together, though. So I like that question, John, because of why do we do this? It's for a sense of belonging, a sense of community, a sense of having fun. Even there's something sometimes a little fun and wacky about a superstition. So I may not have one, but I certainly don't mind the question because it's fun. And that's why we do this at the end of the day. It's why we cheer for this team. It's why we cover this team. It's why people flock out to the parking lots, even though they might not even be going to the game. They're there to just have fun, tailgate, and then they can leave and go watch it somewhere else if they don't have tickets. It's fun. It's supposed to be fun. It's supposed to be something to enjoy. And if they lose in an exciting game tomorrow, it will be frustrating. But at the same time, if you give us a damn good game, there's something to that. There is some meaning to that. And there's something positive you can't take away from that, even though you end up on the wrong side. I look at 13 seconds and I don't look at that as a game that I want to avoid anymore. I look at that as a game that it was a shame that someone had to lose. And even if the Bills ended up on the winning side of that game, all you have to do to look at that game is go, it's a shame someone had to lose. Do I want another traumatic loss like that on the docket? No. But am I also appreciative of it with the entertainment factor? Yeah. And I should be, because that's what this is all about. It's about entertaining at the end of the day. We keep going here. Brian in Toronto, how you doing? Welcome to Sports Talk Saturday. What you got for me?
Okay, so obviously I'm feeling like most Bills fans, nervous, all that wonderful stuff. Going to probably watch the Houston-KC game, pray for a Houston win. We all know we're cheering for Houston. But going into the game, I just kind of keep telling myself, we got the best quarterback, we got the best football player in the world. We're playing at home. I look back at that game, we got thumped by Baltimore, not making excuses for them. That was, I think we were 3-0 at the time. I think we played Arizona and Miami. And that was our first game, like our first true test. We had multiple players out, and I'm not taking anything away from Baltimore. Baltimore could easily win that game tomorrow, and you'd be like, yeah, they're a solid team, they're a Super Bowl contender, but we do have a lot going for them, ourselves, and we just got to, like, put trust in the guys, put trust in our offense, and make some big plays and just go from there. It's the divisional round. You're getting no easy, let alone not an easy game. You're not going to get an easy drive, an easy moment. And this is what we waited so many years for while we weren't making the playoffs. So I just always remember about that, being a 19-year-old guy and being, I wouldn't think I would have to wait till my late 30s to watch another Bills playoff game. So when I'm feeling all nervous, which I will be up until 6:30 tomorrow, these are things I try and remember, and your community is awesome. I try to get out. I was there last week. Your community is awesome, and I love the way your city rallies around that team. It's like no other, and it's a pleasure to be a part of it.
Brian, thank you for the call and the mentioning there with community, a sense of belonging. And that is something – you also add something to this that I appreciated with your call, perspective. I went through – I was part of a generation of fans that had no idea what Bills and playoffs meant.
I was growing up with a team that just refused to get to the dance. And somehow the sicko in me stuck through it. Not only stuck through it, but now here I am sitting here taking your guys' calls. The perspective. And that's why I'm always grateful for this. And I'm always grateful for an opportunity to do this show. Because at times, there are moments where you need to get connected, get a pulse with the community, and see what's going on here. And have some fun. Like I said, I don't want to add another traumatic loss to the docket. If there's an option, I'm taking that as my option not to do that. Let's not do that. But if I have to sit through an entertaining game and a frustrating loss, it's like a lot of you have said today. They're a Super Bowl contender. Whoever comes out of this game obviously is a Super Bowl contender. You have to win one more game to get there. So therefore, you should be you're in the mix. You're in the final four. Of course you're a Super Bowl contender. The winner of this game is going to be championed as the hero that needs to slay Kansas City. The winner of this game has to be the one to slay that demon at the end of the tunnel. Of course, if Houston does it, then we're in a whole different sense of animosity and to heck with everyone else in the way, because now you're just in the way. And that's where it's got to come down to. 803-0550 is the number to call. Everyone's been jumping in. Everyone's been bringing it today. I've liked the quality of the calls today as well. And we'll keep things going on the other side here. Mark, Harry, Jeff, I see you. And it'll be the last opportunity, the next segment here, to get those calls in. So you three, stay on there as we come back from a break here on Sports Talk Saturday here on WGR.
I mean, we're going to bring it. You know, I think for us, everything's a mindset. You know, we talk about just things that we can control, and that's our level of play. You know, we control wideouts as wideouts we control when he calls run play going out there and blocking. You know, when he calls pass play, getting to our spots. Everything that we control, we really make sure that we focus on. Like I said before, it's just all a mindset. You know, you got to have your mind ready to go for it.
Bills wide receiver Khalil Shakir, as again, here we are. Tomorrow, divisional football ends with the Bills and the Ravens out in Orchard Park, New York. How you feeling? You ready? You nervous? We got a chance to be able to hear from everyone today, and I appreciated everything that has happened. You guys have all brought it today. I didn't hear any take that made me want to like stop having calls happen. So good on all of you. There we go. That's my big thing here. Everyone's bringing it, and they're bringing it today with the right tone, with the right energy. This is the last chance I've got for the day to take callers here, so let's do that. Everyone has waited patiently through these breaks, so Mark, Harry, and Jeff, here we are. We'll go to Mark and Tonawanda first. Mark, welcome to Sports Talk Saturday. Thanks for waiting through.
Hey, buddy. Thanks so much for having me on. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm just, to that last caller, I feel like everyone's calling him the same thing. Oh, I'm nervous. You know, I'm anxious about tomorrow. You know what? This isn't David versus Goliath, okay? I know Lamar Jackson's good. I know Derrick Henry's good. But you know what? They got to play Josh Allen, okay, tomorrow. And I'm just so sick of acting like this is a gimme for the Baltimore Ravens. We got to lay down. They got to have answers for our offense that's been on fire. And I'd make the argument that they haven't beat anyone since the Bengals. And that was a fluke. It was a face mask on Joe Burrow, and they got lucky. Anytime they played anybody good, I'm not buying what the Chargers were a fraud. The Steelers, give me a break. I'm just so sick of bowing down to this team and taking it on the chin all week with the national media. We got to stop the run. No kidding. But I just don't think this is David versus Goliath. I'm all fired up. I'll be at the grass lot tomorrow around 1 o'clock having a few cocktails, and I'm ready to go.
There you go. Mark, I appreciate that. And my only counter comment is you just can't have the offense do what they did last time. They started slow.
And once you get to that point, this has to be your offense has to be on point. And the Bills do have the capability of doing that. They just have to make sure they start on time. You can't have what you had last game. What you need is prototypically what you've gotten over the course of what? The last 7 games? Save for New England with the starters. You need the team that scored 30 points or more in 8 straight games. You need that group tomorrow. You need that group. You need the defense to be able to contribute. Grab a turnover. Change the course of the game. And you need the offense to do what it can do. Bring a dangerous sense of balance, kind of like how the Ravens do. And if you could do that, it will turn out well. And like Mark said, this isn't David versus Goliath. This is the 2 versus the 3. This is going to be a strong game. This is going to be a worrisome game. This is going to be a game that everyone's going to hate having to go through. We're all excited that it's coming. And then about the 3rd quarter, we're going to be like, why do we do this with our lives? Because it's back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. The swings in possession. Everything. We're all a bunch of sickos. We're going to be on full display with that behavior tomorrow. And as a true sicko, I can't wait for it. Harry, you're up next. Welcome to Sports Talk Saturday. How you doing? What you got?
Hey, thanks a lot. By the way, I just drove in from New England. I live in New Hampshire. For a game. I grew up here. And every time I go out in public with my Bills gear, Patriots fans come up to me and say, we want you to win one. We want you to win this. So just let you know that New England is behind the Bills, believe it or not.
I think I have a sense why, but yeah.
All the talk about McDermott reminds me of an old TV game show. I don't know if you ever watched it, called Let's Make a Deal.
Yep, yep.
People would win fabulous prizes, but then they get offered a mystery box or what's behind the curtain, and they're asked to trade it all in. And that's how I feel about this here. You got a coach, probably Marv Levy is the only coach who's been more successful than Sean McDermott, and you have people willing to throw that all away on a pull on the arm of a slot machine. And I don't get it. You know, if we lose this game, you know, you pick yourself back up and you do it again, because you can't win a Super Bowl without getting to the playoffs. And I lived through the drought. And believe me, I'd much rather be here than in the drought talking about in the hunt and what quarterback we're going to draft in the next draft.
Harry, I appreciate that. And if you don't mind, I want to back and forth real quick with you, because I have one other question to add on with this call. And it has to do with this. It's not this year, obviously. If they lose here, they're not replacing them. They're not moving on. However, I would start to ask the question, how long would it be from the constant divisional losses where you start to have that uncomfortable conversation?
You know, it would have to be a really, really long time for me. I don't see pulling the plug when you're having success, because things can be a lot worse. You can not make the playoffs. You could have another clown show in the coaching department. I just don't see how you walk away from partial success. I'd much rather go into the playoffs and cross my fingers than, like I said, than be 6-7 in the hunt and, talk about the draft, in the second half of the season, because it's all over.
Yeah. Harry, I appreciate that. And for me, I would say, because I asked the question to you, I'll answer it myself. I mean, I think it would have to be at least another couple of years, because then it would turn into what? We're looking at 5, then growing to 7 years of losing early in the postseason or halfway through it. That's when I would start to worry about a plateau and really thinking about, okay, now there might be something that has to happen. And I've changed my ways from where I was with McDermott a year ago. I think that at the very least, for at least another couple of years, you can keep going, even if you're losing here in the divisional round.
But I think all you need right now for some of that hate and some of that volume to go down, win this one. Get back to the championship game, because that's a sign of progress. And I think that's all people want to see right now, is something linear with the progression of this team. The plateau is never fun, because now you're just sitting there going, up, can't wait to lose in the divisional round again. And I don't think that's something that any Bills fan is saying right now. But if they lose this one tomorrow, that conversation starts to float up again. Now, all right, let's do this again. Can't wait to lose in the divisional round. You don't want that. I don't want that. No one wants that. And one way to silence any of the doubt is to win tomorrow, because that will help Sean McDermott and his legacy within the coaching ranks here in Buffalo. And that would help, really, with Sean McDermott's legacy within the NFL, if he's able to get through and break through. If the Bills are able to break through here, you can get a lot of run from representing the AFC in the Super Bowl. Look at Zach Taylor, a coach who is infinitely worse than McDermott in a lot of situations. But he's made a Super Bowl. John Harbaugh hasn't made it since Joe Flacco was his quarterback. He still gets plenty of run for it. He made a Super Bowl. He's won a Super Bowl in the Brady Manning era. So there is merit to it. Get there. Break through. And that's how you stop any of the a large amount of it. You can beat by just getting that win. All right, Jeff, you're here on Sports Talk Saturday. You're the last call of the day. How you doing? What you got?
Two things about McDermott. Number one, it's been even been said on national TV and media that McDermott called the 13-second defense, and Frazier was let go, never to speak again, with a no comment, so he would get at least 2 years of severance pay. Number one. Number two, with McDermott, I think he was ordered to have somebody be the defensive coordinator the past year on upper management, being general manager and ownership, so that he could concentrate more on sideline coaching. And I was just wondering if you've heard the same thing, that McDermott called the 13-second defense.
I haven't heard that, and as a matter of fact, Jeff, I'll counter that with Leslie Frazier was the defensive coordinator the year after. So it's quite the opposite. There wasn't scapegoating that happened there with that in that sense, because he got to coach an entire year afterward. And what did I see from Leslie Frazier in that coach defense? A lot of the same stuff. Soft zone, backed off. Everyone remembers 3rd and 4 near the Bills' red zone on defense, dropped back against Cincinnati on 3rd and 4. And that was the kind of situational scar that you saw, and you're just like, that happened before. Do I think that Sean McDermott had a role to play within 13 seconds? Absolutely. Do I think he was alone? No. Was there scapegoating? Maybe. Have I heard about it? No. Am I ever going to? Probably not. So don't go projecting that. Like, that's dangerous. You can't say, like, I heard from this guy who heard from this dude that this happened. The verification process here, especially within the NFL, that's a toughie. So I wouldn't worry too much about that. And again, there is a way to change everything about the legacy that Sean McDermott holds within the Buffalo Bills. Win tomorrow. Win tomorrow, and you put some of the problems caused by that game against Kansas City, you can put them in your rearview mirror a little bit. Get to the Super Bowl? Now you really have a chance to silence that. Put it really in the past. Put it all away. And it starts tomorrow. I mean, technically it all started last week, but it continues on tomorrow. And that's the part that is fascinating. It's exciting. It's nerve-wracking. There's a chance to start rewriting the narrative about the Buffalo Bills tomorrow. Or it's an occurrence where the same thing gets written in Sharpie. There's a chance to rewrite the story or to create a confirmation bias. I'm personally excited to find out which one of these is the addition to the next chapter. If only because the story continues. The story of this Bills team, this Bills core, and the group that followed the drought breaking. Because the coach was there for breaking that drought. Sean McDermott should always have a place in history because of that. They're also one of the most successful regular season teams under this head coach, under this general manager, and under this quarterback. And the core has recycled. It has refreshed. There are faces that had to be moved on from. Can the second iteration of the core of the Buffalo Bills do what the last could not? And that's breakthrough. Finish what was started. Because if you do, you get a surprising amount of forgiveness if you trip up going forward. Just look at the Cincinnati Bengals, a team that has now lost their way, missed the playoffs 2 years in a row, and as a head coach that, quite honestly, if you didn't make a Super Bowl, should have already been canned. So if you think there's a major problem with the head coach, look around the league. I promise you. Whoever's running another team is just as, if not more, frustrating. But at the same time, McDermott and the Bills have a chance to, they have an opportunity to change what's being said. That's the fun. That's the excitement. That is what it's all about. We'll come back, wrap this show up, and get you all sent off before the same two voices that you heard to start this show come back to you tomorrow morning. Derek Kramer, here for you now to wrap this thing up. Coming up next, Sports Talk Saturday here on WGR. Welcome back. Final segment here, Sports Talk Saturday. And happy to be back with you all at 10 a.m. tomorrow. Joe Calley and I will kick off the intense Bills pregame, and we'll see how much the intensity kicks in, depending on what happens with Chiefs and Texans later on today. I didn't know how I was going to end the show, but now Chuck tweeting in something that was just fun, a scenario that would be so fun to talk about, especially if this leg falls into place. Chuck tweets in, here's my scenario. Called a revenge tour. Beating the Ravens to avenge that loss. If the Texans beat the Chiefs, the Bills would then have to beat the Ravens and the Texans to get through. Then the Super Bowl. The Rams make it through and avenge that loss. Losing all of four games in a year, and you avenge three of them proper. And the fourth is just the Patriots, who lost a game that they won because they fell from the first overall pick to fourth. That, Chuck, I'm going to come back to this tomorrow if if that happens with Kansas City and Houston. Because if it does, we're cooking. We're cooking on revenge tour. So that's fascinating to me. And that's another thing. It's another story. And I think that's really what it comes down to at the end of the day. Being able to tell these stories. Thank you to everyone who has called in today. Y'all brought it with feelings, with who to watch out for. And tomorrow, we dig in. We look at the matchups. We look at the players to watch. We really look into the nitty-gritty of this thing. Because tomorrow is going to be so much fun in the morning. I cannot wait. I am genuinely excited. And I know all of you will be as well as we get closer to game time. For Joe Kelly, for Evan DePasquale, I'm Derek Kramer. This has been another edition of Sports Talk Saturday. This trio will be back with you tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. for a special divisional round edition of Breakfast with the Bills. Can't wait. Let's get into it. Crank it up to 11.